This is Bonnie Gillespie, and this is a special edition of The Work. Social networking is a mood amplifier. So whatever mood you're in, you can expect it to be amplified by what you put out in the world. It's really interesting. I used to blog a lot way before social networking sites. I had been a blogger since before they called it blogging. It was just online journaling. And I started in like 1998, 99 as a way to stay in touch with people back east when I moved to LA the most recent time. And I would put up posts, and I learned very quickly that if I ever put up, "Oh, I'm sick," I would immediately get bombarded with comments from people saying, "Oh my God, feel better. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, oh, you poor thing." And I hated that. I was like, "I'm just sick. I'm not dying. Leave that alone. My God, quit putting that energy out into the world that I'm sick." And then I went, "Who put the energy out into the world that you're sick?" Genius. So I started a policy. You will not know I'm sick unless I'm seriously thinking I'm going to die, because I don't want to put it out into the world, because social networking is such a mood amplifier that if I put out, you know, rainbow pooping unicorns, people go, "Oh my God, that's so funny. I love it." And I get all these replies of people who are filled with glee and who live in a place of rainbow pooping unicorns. And I like that. If I do a wiggle, 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 butt dance and put that out there and people love that and retweet it, that is that mood amplified. And I love it. But if I put, "I am having the shittiest day," I get all of these replies from people saying, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. And me too. My day sucks." And wham, 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 wham. And then it's just gross. So I believe that folks who get it right are running it through the brand filter, yes, but also realizing that it's like putting a rock into a still lake. It will send ripples out. So not just what it puts on the radar of the buyers, but what it puts back to you. You need to be careful of what you put out there. And then another thing I wanted to share, I used to say, you know, everybody says the good, the bad, and the ugly. I've got like a good, less good, okay, good, a bad, and a ninja, as far as examples of what some actors have done using Facebook to connect with the exact same casting director. Now, this casting director had started up a fan page and had said, "Hey, any of you actors who want to, you know, meet up with me there, do it, but I'm closing down my friend page," or whatever, which is common because I think a lot of casting directors got on Facebook or Twitter not realizing exactly how open they were going to make themselves. I've always been super open, but I've also always been more than just a casting director. So I can't isolate myself from actors because I write for actors and I teach actors and I need to stay plugged in with what actors are feeling. Whereas casting directors who only cast, and especially at the higher levels, opened themselves up to a world of crazy that they never experienced before social networking. So a lot of them invited a lot of people into their worlds and then quickly went, "Whoa, whoa, too much." And then they kind of backed off, and you're watching a lot of casting directors figure out how in touch they want to be and where the line is using social networking. So anyway, this particular casting director had created a fan page, and three actors that I have worked with several times over the years, within a few hours of one another, posted on his wall. And I did a screen grab of each of these three, because there's one that's good, there's one that's less good, and there's one that's ninja. The one that is good is, you know, the actor comes on and says, you know, "Hope you had a great weekend," and then includes a link to his IMDb page. So it's a little self-promotional, but it's still, you know, "Hope you had a good weekend. It's a little bit about you, not all about me, but it's kind of about me because, you know, here's my IMDb page." The one I'm calling bad is one from an actor who says, "Hey, awesome meeting you at Universal last year. Okay, so we're doing a follow-up on having met a year ago. Now, even though I understand you keep a show Bible and you want to remind people where they first met you, if this is the first contact since a meeting that took place the year before, that's a little iffy. I may have postcarded you in between offices." Ew. So if you missed my True Blood episode, check it out here at the top of my new reel. And then there's a link to her YouTube account where her reel is, or here. And then it's a link to her website. This is all me, 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 and nothing about him. Nothing. And that's how that feels. And what do you think the chances are that he actually goes and looks at her demo reel or in either of the places that she linked it. And then finally, the ninja. And I love this one. He posts on his wall, so and so, exclamation point, exclamation point. Thanks for the specific note on the read yesterday. Aha, this is using social networking to follow up with a meeting that just happened. So this is basically the new postcard, or this is in addition to a postcard. This is, I mentioned a CD workshop or whatever. I'm guessing that's what it was, or maybe an audition in his office, but I'm based on what I know about this situation, I'm going to tell you this was a CD workshop, but in either case, you could use something like this. Thanks for the specific note on the read yesterday. Kick butt on blank, the show you're working on, man. Best blank, actor's name. That's all. No link, no here's how to get more information on me. This is a web of trust, cementing of the relationship and staying connected. And here's why I know that move is ninja. Because a month, 6 weeks later, I got an email from that actor saying, "Hey, Bon, thought you might want to check me out. I know you've always been such a great supporter of my work. I just booked a meaty co-star on an episode of blank, so be looking for me." Guess who casts blank? You got it. This casting director with this wall, with the good, the bad, and the ninja actors posting on it. Just something to keep in mind. As always, thanks for joining me. This has been Bonnie Gillespie, and until next time, keep creating.